inside our ecclesia. Today's blue faction depravity looks very similar to Baal worship in the Old Testament, the god of Canaan, and Phoenicia infiltrating Israel. There is no difference between Baal worshippers and Nahas, the blue faction, sacrificing babies in the womb, and total depravity in life. Our Abba Father has given us the words to preach in scripture, not politics. Jeremiah 7 verses 8 to 10. Behold, you trust in deceptive words to no avail. Will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, make offerings to Baal, and go after other gods that you have not known, and then come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered, only to go on doing all these abominations? Jeremiah said our needed scripture words long before one nation under God and political factions existed. We must recognize the connection between Baal worship and today's blue faction because the same force is behind both, the Nahas. If murdering and maiming children, destroying the definition of a woman, substituting government for parents, destroying private property, silencing our ecclesia, plundering we the people's treasure, and opening the gates to all the enemies of life, social liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all is not enough, may heaven help you. Let's look at our job in the family business, both pulpit leaders and the body of Christ. Jeremiah 19 verses 14 to 15. Then Jeremiah came from Tophet and said to all the people, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring on the city and on all her towns all the doom that I have pronounced against it, because they have stiffened their necks that they might not hear my words. Our Abba Father will punish today's Baal followers. That is not our assignment. We cannot influence the enemy's spirit world. But we pulpit leaders and the body have a solemn duty to teach our flocks that serving today's Baal is fatal and progressivism, unlimited federal power is today's Baal. We must vote the Nahas servants out of our government. Red versus blue is the Nahas theater, and seeking the laws of nature is our Abba Father's theater. When our ecclesia ignore our Abba Father in politics, all is lost because standing against the wiles of a Nahas is not an option. Godly civics is the only answer in glory to our Abba Father. Godly civics gets the most people into heaven, which is our driving force, and is why we must pass our Abba Father's 1776 creation to our children's children. That only happens when our ecclesia teach it. Believers must defend social liberty at all costs. That is precisely what our founding fathers designed with God's hand, with the 13 sovereign colonies united for protection, not daily governing. Without that design, there would be no one nation under God. Sadly, political Supreme Court judges have eviscerated we the people's 10A by defining general welfare as enumerated, which opened the floodgates for federal power. No, Mrs. Powell, we did not keep our republic. The Nahas blue faction has conquered every institution there is, including our elections, to destroy our God-given gifts of life, social liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all. Our situation is dire. We the people, especially believers, must fight the social liberty war again as the North fought in 1861. 2024 was our last chance with peaceful, honest ballots, and we produced enough to stay afloat. But until we remove political factions from controlling our elections, the Nahas blue faction will win seats in return. Believers must see our one nation under God through our Abba Father's eyes as a 1776 creation, his last nation, designed to make it to the end time to get all we can into heaven. But only if we believers do our job, liberating our ecclesia. Our Abba Father knew political factions would destroy our liberty, justice, and prosperity for all, and ordained our USA to self-correct. That is our call today. Godly civics is unique in that it takes us back to our Abba Father's 1776 creation and examines it through his eyes, not ours. For the first time, a civic strategy satisfies our Abba Father and our DOI/CODIS, godly civics, not political factions. Godly civics liberates us pulpit leaders and the body of Christ from the Nahas political factions and does all the talking. Share it within your ecclesia and wherever else it can be shared comfortably. No division is allowed. With godly civics, we pulpit leaders focus on people's souls. There is no need to draw political fire to our ecclesia. Our government failed we the people during the COVID-19 pandemic, and our pulpit leaders failed their flocks. That cannot happen again. Now that we have proved that, as created, our federal government is never the answer except for safety, order, and infrastructure. It is time to educate ourselves on our Abba Father's 1776 creation, because our only hope is to redeem it. WEPEC 1787 is the only government that works for all his people. WEPEC 1787 is our best attempt to be that government. On March 20, 1775, a man stood up in St. John's Church in Virginia and said, give me liberty or give me death. Our Abba Father gave us social liberty as the rightful creation of mankind, a society designed to be governed by his inviolate, never-changing principles called the laws of nature, never by whimsical leaders, ideologies, or political faction self-interest. Our pulpit leaders and the body of Christ played a significant role in our war for independence, and the Black Robe Regiment brought the courage needed to win. The British Empire called it the Protestant Revolution. In 1776, our pulpit leaders and the body fought to their death beside non-believers to create our Abba Father's social liberty and justice for all. That declares social liberty's value. Millions more souls and bodies have been sacrificed since then for social liberty. Godly Civic's mission is not just about our USA. It is about keeping religious liberty alive as long as possible to bring as many souls as possible into heaven before Judgment Day. Our focus today is not on what our founding fathers did. We must see what our Abba Father did in 1776-1787. Our founding is his work, and we must restore it. We, pulpit leaders and the body, need a paradigm shift in our view of elections. But our new paradigm is not new. Our Abba Father created it in 1776, but we no longer teach or revere it. As believers, we know our Abba Father is the creator of all things good, including our one nation under God. But he created it for believers and non-believers to bring him more souls. Godly Civics is for the ecclesia, for those more active in the gen pop. We coined Liberty Civics to unite with civil society for a massive victory. We must not divide our USA into a God versus no God society. Voting is a free will choice, and our Abba Father's 1776 creation requires a moral nation that elects moral representatives with we the people's best interests at heart, guided by our DOI/CODIS and WEPEG 1787. Our ecclesia must embrace how to choose representatives with WEPEG 1787, as explained in our DOI and ordained by our Abba Father for social and religious liberty. Godly Civics solves our biggest problem. The Nahas and the beasts are known to true believers in Christ, but not to the many in our nation who still do not know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. That divide has frozen our ecclesia since the 1960s rebellions against everything our USA held dear. That was the beginning of the leftist enemy sprint to the end, and our USA was so far removed from our founding that our ecclesia were not ready and have never recovered. Godly Civic strategy is to make Godly Civics, Liberty Civics, and WEPEG 1787 known to as many people as possible in every possible way and let it do their jobs without confrontation or division. As a new paradigm, it requires time to bring it to the forefront for victory. We must do it. The body of Christ is the only answer. Uniting the body of Christ. Jesus will return before Christians unite in worship. Many ask, if our hundreds of ecclesia denominations cannot even unite with our Abba Father, how can we ever unite in Godly Civics? The answer is simple. Every ecclesia has two things in common, the need for religious liberty and the Yahweh Nissi flag, or Jehovah Nissi, God is our banner. It appears once in Scripture when Israel defeated the Amalekites, perhaps for today's world. The entire ecclesia community can embrace his banner and engage in Godly Civics with our multitude of ecclesia doctrines and DNA intact. Yahweh/Jehovah Nissi. Godly Civics is a north star to guide everyone back to our Abba Father's 1776 creation. Point people to it. Let Godly Civics deliver the message privately and end the political division. One unifying force for believers, religious liberty, can only exist inside social liberty. Every denomination must have religious liberty. That is precisely what the 13 colonies created with our Abba Father's hand. Having fought to the death for both liberties, our founders knew both fights merged into one. Look at Old Testament Israel. God destroyed it with enemy attacks when the people turned away from him. Praying for our Abba Father to fix our disobedient failures is not the answer. Obedience is the answer, and Godly Civics is obedience and glory to him. Then, we have a righteous prayer for help and provision, not a rescue from our Abba Father. Yet almost every denomination and church in our USA believes they are above our USA, our safe harbors, much more than disciple staging centers, and being saved is all that matters. Passing on social liberty with religious liberty to our children's children to get more people into heaven for as long as possible never cross their minds. That must change in glory to our Abba Father starting today. Red versus blue is the Nahas theater, not our Abba Father's. His theater is his inviolate laws of nature for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all. Our Abba Father's call to all believers is in Ephesians 6, stand against the wiles of the devil. There is only one place to stand against the devil for our one nation under God, at the ballot box. We add to Jesus' last words to the 11, Matthew 28:17, go and make godly citizens.